official. Anger over the mistaken killings is also raising questions about the conduct of Israeli ground troops. Lieutenant Colonel Richard Hecht is the spokesperson for the Israel Defense Forces.
This is a very tragic 24 hours for soldiers that have been in a very, very, very hard battlefield, fighting against, in my words, Satan's army. We were very transparent about it. But we'll keep fighting.
A man's been arrested on suspicion of murder after a van hit a group of people in a town centre in Derbyshire. One man died at the scene in Ilkeston, while two other people were taken to hospital. A former US election worker says being accused of helping rig the 2020 result against Donald Trump has been devastating. Rudy Giuliani, who used to be the former president's personal lawyer, has been ordered to pay nearly £120 million in damages for making defamatory claims against a mother and daughter. The 79-year-old says he'll appeal. Wandria Shay Moss says she and her mum have been left in fear.
The flame that Giuliani lit with those lies and passed to so many others to keep that flame blazing changed every aspect of our lives. Our homes, family, our work, our sense of safety, our mental health, and we're still working to rebuild.
Petrol prices have dropped to their lowest levels in more than 2 years. On average, it now costs just over £1.42 a litre. The parents of a three-year-old boy waiting for a multi-organ transplant are looking to raise £1 million to move to the US. Ralph is one of 230 children in the UK in need of a life-saving organ donation. In the Premier League, Manchester City just kicking off at home to Crystal Palace. Scottish Premiership leaders Celtic are hosting Hearts. Among the Scottish Premiership games, Ipswich and Norwich played out a 2-2 draw in the Championship's East Anglian derby. That's the latest. I'm Kevin Gover.
This is Phoenix FM.
Hey, Luke, it's 2 minutes past three. Thanks very much to Spencer for the last 3 hours of the weekend. Right up for next 3 hours, I'm John Chubb, and this is Phoenix Sport. A very good afternoon to you.
On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
It's been a rather cloudy and breezy, but mostly dry day across our area. Maybe the odd spot of drizzle here and there. Temperature staying at around 11 degrees Celsius for what's left of the afternoon. Little changes expected overnight. Most parts of our area will be cloudy and breezy. Staying dry, though, any clear spells will be rather limited. Staying pretty mild, minimum temperature 7 degrees Celsius. And tomorrow is likely to be similar to today. Staying breezy and feeling mild with largely cloudy skies. It might be your bright or sunny interval developing, but cloud returning throughout the afternoon. Maximum temperature tomorrow, 10 degrees Celsius.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Don't think I have the energy.
Only 9 days away now. Have you done all your Christmas shopping? No, me neither. Anyway, welcome into Phoenix Sports on this Saturday, the 16th of December, 2023. A busy afternoon of sports, looking at all the football from the Premier, through the Premier League, EFL, all the non-league action as well. We've got a featured match at Patmore's at New Lodge, where Billericay Town are playing Haringey Borough in the Isthmian Premier League. He'll have half-time and full-time reports for us. Plenty of rugby union going on as well. European games, women's rugby, local rugby, lots of local matches until the new year now. I'll be looking at the results from those later on. And in racing, the main meeting of the day is at Cheltenham, where the December Gold Cup handicap chase took place earlier this afternoon. I'll have the result of that and some others as well. Also meetings at Doncaster, Newcastle, Hereford, and an evening one at Wolverhampton. In snooker, the Scottish Open is currently taking place, and it's semi-final day. We'll be having a look at that. Cricket, where England men and women have been in action this week. And yesterday, the darts started again, the PDF World Championship at Alexandra Palace in London. We'll be taking a look at all the action that's been going on there. Plenty of great music even as well, including the post-match walk down of 5:30. So stick around if you can, between now and 6 p.m. and it's live. That's coming song from Lenny Kravitz, and that's called TK421. So first off, sports-wise, we're going to focus on football today, and there were a few games this at lunchtime, including a thrilling East Anglian derby, the first one for five seasons at Portman Road between Ipswich Town and Norwich City, a much-anticipated fixture with Ipswich going well in the championship at the moment, coming in second place, and Norwich were in the top half of the table going into this as well. It finished 2-2 at Portman Road. Nathan Broadhead scored for the Tractor Boys after 34 minutes. Just after that, 5 minutes before half time, Jonathan Rowe equalised for Norwich, and he scored another one to put them 2-1 in front 4 minutes into the second half. Wes Burns levelled the scores, made it 2-2 after the hour mark. And obviously I'm biased being an Ipswich fan. I was watching this before I came out, they should really have won the game. They had 2/3 more or less of the possession and the bulk of the chances, but they couldn't quite take all 3 points. So Kieran McKenna's men, Ipswich still waiting for their first win since against Norwich since 2009, and I would imagine David Wagner will be the happier of the two managers with that result. Also today, there was one match in the Women's Super League. It was another local derby. Tottenham Hotspur Women took on Arsenal Women at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. And it was Spurs Women who won 1-0. Martha Thomas got the only goal of the match after 58 minutes to give her side all 3 points. So that leaves Tottenham Women in sixth place, Arsenal Women second. But they're only behind Chelsea Women on goal difference. There was one early kickoff in the National League as well. Gateshead took on FC Halifax Town, and it was finished 2-0 to the visitors. Goals from Thompson Summers and Ali gave FC Halifax all 3 points, and they're in eighth place. They remained in eighth place in the National League, and Gateshead dropped to sixth after that result. So looking at the 3 o'clock games, there are four of those in the Premier League, just the one goal so far, and Luton Town have taken the lead away to AFC Bournemouth. Elijah Adebayo in only the 3rd minute, giving Hatters the lead down at the Vitality Stadium. The other games, Chelsea, Sheffield United, Man City and Crystal Palace and Newcastle Fulham are all goalless. There's one late kickoff, Burnley take on Everton as Sean Dyche returns to his old club. That is a 5:30 p.m. kickoff. So in the Championship, as I say, it finished on a share between Ipswich and Norwich. No other goals in the Championship so far this afternoon. League One, Leighton Orient have travelled to Cheltenham Town, where it's currently goalless. Just a couple of goals in League One at the moment. Bristol Rovers have gone in front at Bolton. John Marquis, the scorer for Rovers after 10 minutes. And Lincoln have taken the lead against Reading. Reading's Nelson Abbey put the ball in his own net in only the 3rd minute to give them the lead. In League Two, meanwhile, Colchester United have travelled to North Wales. The Ewes in a pretty desperate situation once again this season. At the moment, they're in 22nd place, and they have travelled to second-placed High Flyers. Wrexham, managed, of course, by their former manager, Phil Parkinson, and Wrexham have taken an early lead in that one. Elliot Lee, the scorer, after only 4 minutes there. Other goals, early goals in League Two. There's been a few. Mansfield have gone in front at Crawley. Bailey Cargill after 12 minutes for Nigel Clough and Mansfield Town. It's Crewe 1, Accrington 1. Erin Rowe gave Crewe the lead after 4 minutes. Stanley equalised only 2 minutes later through Jack Nolan. Morecambe have gone in front of Doncaster. Eli King after 7 minutes. Harrogate Town 1, Notts County 0. George Thompson for Harrogate after 7 minutes. Leaders Stockport, who were surprisingly not out of the FA Cup during the week by a National League Aldershaw Town on their own ground as well. They face the bottom club Sutton United today, and Stockport are already in a 2-0 lead. Crowsdown and Woodson the scorers after 6 and 12 minutes respectively. In the National League this afternoon, both of our local sides in action. Dagenham and Redbridge at home to Wealdstone, and at Roots Hall South End United face second place Bromley. Both of those are currently goalless. It's Bournemouth 1, Oxford City 0. Tom Whelan for Bournemouth after 4 minutes there. And leaders Chesterfield have taken an early lead at Hartlepool. And Dobra after 5 minutes in that one. In the National South, Chelmsford City have already got in front at St Albans City. Callum Watts for the Clarets after 12 minutes. And there's an All-Essex affair at Cressing Road. Braintree Town versus Aveley. That one is currently goalless. It's been Premier League. No goals in our featured game at New Lodge so far. Billericay Town 0. Haringey Borough 0. Meanwhile, the game of the day, though, really is Chatham Town in second place versus leaders Hornchurch. No goals in that one so far. Canby Island, they're home to Potters Bar Town. That is currently 0-0. Hashtag United, 0. Cray Wanderers, 0 is the current score at Len Salmon Stadium. Concord Rangers struggling at the foot of the table still. They are away at Wingate and Finchley, and the home side have gone into a 1-0 lead. They scored after 17 minutes. Former Grays Athletic striker, anointed Chukwu, was the scorer for Wingate and Finchley. Meanwhile, in the Isthmian North, Brentwood Town have a home match against Bury Town over at the Brentwood Centre Arena. That one is currently goalless. It's Brighton FC Regent 0, Barrows and Pitsy 0. Walden Tittree, their way to second place. Felixstowe, Walton United, no goals in that one so far. Grays Athletic have taken an early lead at home to Enfield. Aaron Gordon, the scorer for Darren Manning's men after 16 minutes. Goalless in the match between Haby Swifts and the bottom club Stowmarket Town. Basildon United, who have been doing very well, and they're under new management too. They're away to the league leaders Lowestoft Town this afternoon, who took an early lead on 17 minutes. It's goalless in the match between Redbridge and Witham Town. Walthamstow are at home to Ipswich Wanderers, and the Suffolk side have gotten into a 1-0 lead after 20 minutes of that game.
98 FM. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Join BeFibre today for reliable, full-fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team, meaning someone is always on hand to answer any questions you may have. With BeFibre, there'll be no more kicking and screaming while you're clicking and streaming. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full ATOL and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Hello, it's Mandy Cullen here, and if, like me, you love your 70s and 80s tunes but are fed up of hearing the same tracks on your radio, then you absolutely need Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers in your life. We play the songs from those decades that simply aren't played enough, and all the tracks we play will either be by a geezer, be a real pleaser, or simply be a bit of a cheeser. So come and join me every Saturday between 6 and 8 p.m. for Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers on Phoenix 98 FM.
Few more goals to tell you about in the football. There's been one at Cressing Road in the National League South. It's Braintree Town 1, Aveley 0. And it's Tom Blackwell who has put your hand in front with a header after 90 minutes of that game. In League Two, meanwhile, a great start for Stockport County, 9-1 for the bottom club, Sutton United, both of those clubs at either end of the table, of course. Ryan Crowsdale has scored his second and Stockport's third after 20 minutes of that game. Meanwhile, there has been a goal at the game in the Isthmian Premier League, Park Lane, Canvey Island against Potters Bar Town. Unfortunately for Canvey, it's Potters Bar who have got in front after 18 minutes. And there's been one goal in the Championship as well. Bristol City won a penalty in the 20th minute against Sunderland at Ashton Gate, and that was converted by Tommy Conway. League One, it's Port Vale 1, Wigan 0. And there's been a goal in League Two in a match between MK Dons and Forest Green. Max Dean has given MK the lead on 21 minutes. So just turning our attention to racing for the moment. The December Gold Cup Handicap Chase was the big race of the day at Cheltenham at 150. And that was won by Fugitive, number 2, priced at 13-2. Second was number 5, Il Ridotto, priced at 17-2. And third was number 10, Ferrero Bamboo, priced at 9-1. There were 12 runners in that race. Number 3, Thunder Rock, was the 3-1 favourite, but finished up being pulled up. Two more results for you. Oh, just one more at the moment, actually. That's from the 3 o'clock at Cheltenham. These are the races which have taken place whilst we've been on the air. First was number 9, Shanna Bob, 15-8 favourite. Second was number 3, It Destroyed the Evidence, priced at 4-1. And third was number 8, Moon d'Orange, priced at 11-1. There were a total of 10 runners in that race. In the National League South, Chelmsford City's lead at St Albans City didn't last long. This home side have now equalised. It's 1-1 in that one. At the Etihad in the Premier League, there's been a goal. Manchester City 1, Crystal Palace 0. Jack Grealish, England midfielder, has scored for City after 24 minutes. There's been a red card at St James's Park. Fulham's Raul Jimenez has been dismissed in the game between Newcastle United and Fulham, where it's currently goalless. And later, Orient have a man advantage in their game at Cheltenham as the home side have had Ben Williams dismissed in the first half there. That match is currently 0-0. Another side with a man advantage of Hashtag United playing at home to Cray Wanderers in the Isthmian Premier League. And Tom Bonner of Cray Wanderers has been sent off in the first half there. League 2, it is now Stockport County 4, Sutton United 0. Madden, Paddy Madden has scored for Stockport after 23 minutes of that game. I'm going to have a travel bulletin after we've heard the cover song from Jess Glynn. This is Friend of Mine.
One word, one fight, took a wrong turn on the wrong night.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Taking a look at the situation on the roads, and Brentwood's a little bit busy on Ingrave Road at the moment towards the High Street at Wilson's Corner. Billericay High Street is a little bit busy northbound between Southend Road and Norsey Road. M25, there's currently some slow-moving traffic between Junction 27 and for the M11 and 28 for the A12 Brook Street roundabout. That's clockwise, the clockwise carriageway. Also on the clockwise carriageway, it's currently slow between Junction 30 for the A13 and the QE2 bridge. M11 Londonbound has some slow-moving traffic at the moment between Junction 5 for Loughton and Junction 4 for the North Circular. The A13 westbound is slow from the Stifford interchange going towards the M25 junction 30. And near Lakeside Shopping Centre, there's currently slowbound traffic westbound on West Thurrock Arterial Way. That's the A1306. The High Street in Epping is busy in both directions between Stonard Hill and Station Road. Rayleigh High Street and Crown Hill both busy there. Harlow area, slow moving traffic on Cane's Lane, A414, and Rayleigh Lane from Junction 7 for the M11 up to North Wheel Market. Usual hotspots in Chelmsford on a Saturday afternoon. Slow-moving traffic on Victoria Road South and Victoria Road from the High Trailman roundabout to the New Street traffic light. Slow also on New London Road currently between Whittle Road and the Miami roundabout. And Molsham Street is busy between Elm Road and New London Road. Parkway East is busy between Rainsford Lane and Highbridge Road. And a few of the approaches to the Army and Navy are busy too. Baddow Road, Baddow Bypass and Van Diemen's Road are currently busy. As far as we're aware, the trains are absolutely fine on C2C and Greater Anglia. No issues reported. Elizabeth Line and London Overground look to be okay as well. There is no service this weekend on the DLR, though, between Canning Town and Woolwich Arsenal. You can use the Elizabeth Line or replacement bus services instead, though. Minor delays on the Central Line due to a shortage of trains. Minor delays on the Hammersmith and City Line due to train cancellations as well. That's it for now. I'll have another update around about 1 hour from now. More has happened in the football since we last took a look, so I'll go for the latest now. League One, it's Oxford United 1, Burton Albion 0, Ruben Rodriguez for the home side after 25 minutes. Also in League One, Blackpool have gone in front way to Cambridge United, Jordan Rhodes after 25 minutes for the Tangerines. Brightlingsea Region 1, Bowers and Pitsea 0 in the ESPN North. Veteran striker Derek Asamoa scoring for Region after 28 minutes. League One, it's Barnsley 1, Charlton 0, Adam Phillips for the home side after 24. Red card for Wrexham in a match against Colchester United. Wrexham have had George Evans sent off after 27 minutes, but it is still 1-0 to Wrexham, who's got in the fourth minute through Elliot Lee. Scottish Premiership, it's St Johnstone 1, Aberdeen 0. No, it's not. They've had a goal disallowed. Eastbourne North, Sam Bantick has given Hayley Swift a half hour lead after half an hour in their game at home to Stoke Market Town. Championship, it's Preston 1, Watford 0. Will Keane for Preston on 27 minutes. National League, it's Solihull Moors 1, Oldham 0. Mark Beck for the home side after 27 minutes. And a bit of a shock scoreline in the Scottish Premiership is Leaders Celtic 0, Heart of Midlothian 2. Lawrence Shankland and Stephen Kingsley have both scored for Hearts in that one. Northampton have taken a first half lead at Carlisle in League 1. Sean Williams on the half hour for Northampton. Crewe are now beating Accrington 2-1. Mickey Dimitriou has put Alex in front on 29 minutes. Brightlingsea region didn't last long. Bowers and Pitsea have equalised in at Isbian North game at Price after 33 minutes. In League 2, meanwhile, it's Gillingham 0, Bradford City 1. And Bournemouth are now 2-0 up against Oxford City in the National League. taking a look at rugby union now as European action again this week, and also some Premiership women's rugby. We've also got last of the local rugby of 2023 that will resume in the new year. But in the European Champions Cup earlier this afternoon, it finished Saracens 55, Cognac 36, and in Pool 4 it finished Stormers 21, La Rochelle 20. Meanwhile, in the European Challenge Cup, two results already today. Oyonnax 14, Zebre 21, and in Pool 3, Edinburgh 34, Castres 21. In the racing, meanwhile, more results for you. Got a couple more, I think. The 309 at Newcastle, that was won by number one Coachella, 5-2 favourite. Second was number six Dicky Bird, priced at 12-1, and third was number five Apple D, priced at 6-1. There were six runners in that race. The other result I've got is the last race of the day at Doncaster, the 315. First was number 10 Four Plan, priced at 6-1. Second, number five Mr. Coffee, priced at 9-2, and third was number 11 Two Shots of Tequila, the 11-4 favourite. There were 11 runners in that race.
It's Christmas time. There's no need to be afraid. At Christmas time, we let in light and we banish shame. And in our world, we can spread a smile of joy. Throw your arms around the world at Christmas time. But say a prayer. Pray for the other ones at Christmas time. It's hard, but when you're having
it is.
She caught me by surprise, I must say, 'cause I never have seen such a pretty face with such a warm and beautiful smile. It wasn't hard for me to notice her style. I was fascinated, surely. She took my heart and held it for me. I wouldn't let her get away, not until she heard me say,
"Excuse me, miss, what's your name? Where are you from? And can I come and possibly
can I take you out tonight?" At least then I won't regret. Regret the fact I missed the chance for romance. At least I'll walk away knowing I tried my best and I'm going on with my day. 'Cause at least she heard me say,
great Luther Vandross there, and can I take you out tonight before at Bad 8, and do they know it's Christmas? 17 minutes to 4 on a Saturday afternoon, you're listening to Phoenix Sport on Brebbin and Benwicky's Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb. And as we approach half-time in the 3 o'clock kickoffs in the football, I'm going to run through the latest goals that have gone in League Two. It's Harrogate Town 2, Notts County 0. Abraham Odo has scored. Harrogate second on 32 minutes. Cambridge United have equalised against Blackpool in League One. Even Elias Kachunga on 32 minutes. 7 minutes after Jordan Rhodes gave Blackpool the lead. Swindon 0 Barrow 1 in League Two. Kian Spence for Barrow on 34 minutes. Oxford City have pulled a goal back. Bournemouth in the National League, but the home side are still winning by 2-1. Also in the National League is Aldershot Town 0, Eastleigh 2. Bailey Clements has scored. Eastleigh second on 35 minutes. Not a great start for Basildon United's new manager, AJ Ashinike, who's replaced Darren Manning, who recently moved to Grays Athletic, of course. They're 3-0 down, approaching half-time in ESPN North, away to the leaders, Lowest Oft Town. Redbridge are having a better afternoon at the moment in their match against Witham Town, also in ESPN North. Solomon Ogunwumoju has given the Motormen the lead on 36 minutes at Oakside. In the Championship, it's Hull 1 Cardiff nil. Aaron Connolly for Hull after 32 minutes. Crawley have equalised against Mansfield in League 2. It's now 1-1 in that one. It's gone from the penalty spot on 36 minutes. In League 2 also, it's Doncaster nil. Morecambe 2, Michael Mellon after 34 minutes. Woking are a goal up at Dorking. Wanderers in an all-Surrey affair in the National League. Akinola, the scorer for Woking on 35 minutes. In the basement battle in the Championship, Queen's Park Rangers have got a goal up away to Sheffield Wednesday. Wednesday's Bambo Diaby has put the ball into his own net on 37 minutes. League 2, it's MK Dons 2, Forest Green 0. Jack Payne, former Southend United midfielder, has scored MK second on 35 minutes there. In the Isthmian North, Walthamstow have equalised at home to Ipswich Wanderers. It's now 1-1 in that Isthmian North game. Bilal Sayoud equalising for Stowe 4 minutes before half-time. Woking's lead didn't last long in the National League. It's now Dorking Wanderers 1, Woking 1. Homeside have equalised there. Witham Town, it's just got worse for them. They're a goal down at Redbridge in Isthmian North. And they're down to 10 men now as well. Joshua Asude has been dismissed in the first half there. League 1, Peterborough have got in front at Fleetwood Collins 3 minutes before the break. In the Championship, meanwhile, Swansea have gone a goal up in their match at Middlesbrough. Sam Greenwood on 43 minutes for Michael Carrick's men. Red card in the match between Bolton and Bristol Rovers, Bristol Rovers are now winning 2-0. John Marcus and Anthony Evans are the scorers for them. Ricardo Santos has been dismissed for Bolton in that one. And bad news for Billericay Town. They have got a goal behind home to Haringey Borough. In the ESPN Premier League, Jack's going to be telling us all about that at half-time. Championship, Watford have levelled the scores at Preston. Vacuum Bio after 42 minutes there. The first half scores, half-time scores have come through. Two of them in the ESPN North. Grays Athletic 1, Enfield 0. And it's goalless over at the arena between Brentwood Town and Bury Town. League 1, it's Port Vale 2, Wigan 0 now. In League One, there's been a red card in the match between Stevenage and Exeter. Jack Aitchison has been dismissed for Exeter in the first half, and Stevenage have got in front on the back of that. In the National League now, it's Aldershot Town 0, Eastleigh 3. In the ESPN North, half-time in match between Lowestoft Town, the leaders, and Basildon United. Absolute nightmare first 45 minutes for AJ Ashinike in his first match in charge of the Bees. They are 3-0 down at half-time. In the Championship, there has been a goal just before half-time at Mary's. Southampton are beating Blackburn by a goal to nil. League One is now Cambridge United 2, Blackpool 1 at home side. What a penalty which was converted by Ghassan Hadmi just before half time. In the Isthmian North, half-time, it's Felixstowe Walton United 0, Walden Tiptree 0, Heybridge Swift 1, Stowmarket Market Town 0, and Walthamstow 1, Ipswich Wanderers 1. Half-time in the National League, it's Hartlepool 0, Chesterfield Leaders 1. The half-time whistle has gone at New Lodge in the Isthmian Premier League, where it's Billericay Town 0, Haringey Borough 1. And half-time 2 in the Isthmian Premier League match at the Lem Salmon Stadium, where it's hashtag United 0, Cray Wanderers 0. Half-time at Stamford Bridge in the Premier League, Chelsea 0, Sheffield United 0. Got some half-times from the Championship, Bristol City 1, Sunderland 0, Leeds 0, Coventry 0, Millwall 0, Huddersfield 0, and Swansea 0, Middlesbrough 1. Leighton Orient are away to Cheltenham in League One. That is coming in 0-0. That is a half-time score. Also at half-time in League One, it's Oxford United 1, Burton Albion 0. A couple of half-times from League Two. It's Crawley 1, Mansfield 1, and Walsall 0, Tranmere 0. Half-time in the Scottish Premiership, it's goalless between St Mirren and Motherwell. In the Isthmian Premier League. This one's the latest score. They're still playing at Park Lane. It's Canvey Island 0, Potters Bar Town 2. Premier League at half-time. It's Bournemouth 0, Luton 1. Hillsborough in the Championship. The half-time score is Sheffield Wednesday 0, Queen's Park Rangers 1. Half-time in League 2 at Priestfield is Gilliam 0, Bradford City 1. Half-time in the Scottish Premiership, Livingston 0, Kilmarnock 0. Another half-time from the Isthmian North. Brightley Sea Region 1, Bowers and Pitsy 1. League 1, got several half-times here. Carlisle 0, Northampton 1, Derby 0, Wickham 0, Fleetwood 0, Peterborough United 1, and Stevenage 1, Exeter 0. Portsmouth have just gone in front at Shrewsbury, I believe. Half-time in League 2, it's Harrogate 2, Notts County 0. Goldies between Newport and Grimsby. Salford City 0, AFC Wimbledon 0, and Swindon 0, Barrow 1. Wrexham 1, Colchester United 0 is a half-time score, despite the home side being down to 10 men. And Celtic 0, Hearts 2 is a bit of a surprise scoreline in the Scottish Premiership at half-time. Also at half-time in the Scottish Premiership, Goldies between Ross and Dundee and St Johnstone and Hibernian. Half-time in the National League. Meanwhile, it's Altrincham 0, AFC Fylde 1. National League South, the half-time whistle has gone at Crescent Road. It's Braintree Town 1, Aveley 0. Half-time in the Isthmian Premier League, leaders Hornchurch away to second place Chatham, and its goal is at the break-in. That Southampton 1, Blackburn 0 is now at half-time. Score confirmed in the Championship. A couple of half-times from League 1. Lincoln 1, Reading 0, Port Vale 2, Wigan 0. And in League 2, it's Doncaster 0, Morecambe 2 at the break. Two more half-times from the National League. It's Dorking 1, Woking 1, and Maidenhead 0, Kidderminster 0. In the Isthmian North, the half-time whistle has gone at Oakside, where it's Redbridge 1, Witham 0. In the Championship at the half-time, it's Hull 1, Cardiff 0. Plymouth have equalised against Rotherham. They're still playing in that one. League 1 at half-time, it's Shrewsbury 0, Portsmouth 1. League 2, brilliant first half for the leader Stockport. A nightmare for the bottom club, Sutton United. Stockport are 4-0 up in that one. Half-time at Victoria Road in the National League, it is Dagenham and Redbridge 0, Wiltshire 0.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Join me, Sophia Marie, every Sunday morning for my breakfast show. The best way to start your Sunday mornings. 7am to 10am on Phoenix 98 FM.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
More half-time scores have come in from the Football Premier League. It's Manchester City 1, Crystal Palace 0, thanks to a first-half goal from Jack Grealish. National League half-time, it's Bournemouth 2, Oxford City 1. Championship at the break, Deepdale, it's Preston 1, Watford 1. A couple of half-times from League 1, Barnsley 1, Charlton 0, and Cambridge United 2, Blackpool 1. Two more half-times from League 2, Crewe 1, Accrington 1. Crewe 2, Accrington 1, and MK Dons 2, Forest Green 0. Three more half-times from the National League. It's Aldershot Town 0, Eastleigh 3, Rochdale 0, York 0, and Solihull Moors 1, Oldham 0. And half-time in the Isthmian Premier League, bottom side Concord Rangers are away to Wingate and Finchley. And the break, it's Wingate and Finchley 1, Concord 0. Meanwhile, Concord's local rivals and fellow Isthmian Premier League side, Canvey Island, are at home to Potters Bar Town, and they're also losing evening at halftime at Park Lane. It's Canvey 0, Potters Bar 2. Just get it back to racing because we should have some more results there. The 3:22, which was the last race of the afternoon meeting at Hereford. First was number 6, Top Cappy, 2-1 favourite. Second was number 1, Dirty Den, priced at 5-2. And third was number 10, Simply Bell, priced at 14-1. There were a total of 10 runners in that race. 3:35, last race of the afternoon at Cheltenham. First was number 6, Nurse Susan, priced at 11-2. Second was number 9, Martha Divine, priced at 9-1. And third was number 10, Good Luck Charm, priced at 18-1. 10 runners in that race. Bonte, number 8, was the 7-4 favourite, but unseated his rider. And finally, for now, the 3:44 at Newcastle. Third was number 3, Bulldog Drummond, priced at 7-2. Second was number 10, Magic Fluke, priced at 13-2. And third was number 1, Morning Suit, priced at 12-1. 12 runners in that race. Number 5, Appellant, was the 9-2 favourite, but only managed to finish in 6th place. One more half-time in the football from EFL League 1, where it's Bolton, Neil Bristol Rovers 2, and just to remind you, Bolton down to 10 men in that one. A quick bit of news from the world of cricket. England women faced India in Mumbai on day 3 of a run of four. Day three of four in the one-off test. That's what I was trying to say. And it was a crushing defeat for England women, who were left 347. India won by 347 runs, set an improbable 478 to win. England fell to 131 all out inside 27.3 overs. Spinner Deepti Sharma took 4-32 to finish with 9 wickets in the match, and Seema Pooja Vastrakar impressed with 3-23. That's the first time that India have ever beaten England in a home women's test. The male counterparts are in action later on. They are playing an international 2020 match against the West Indies at the National Cricket Stadium in St George's, as due to get underway at 5:30. Latest news coming up soon. Some vintage soul from the 60s take us there. This is Eddie Floyd and Knock on Wood.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.